I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump plans to award Charlie Kirk with the nation's highest civilian honor. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans have marked 24 years since the September 11, 2001 attacks with solemn ceremonies, volunteer work, and other tributes honoring the victims. At the Pentagon today, President Trump expressed his condolences to the families of 9/11 victims.
The First Lady and I unite with you in sorrow. And today, as one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
At the World Trade Center site in New York, the nearly 3,000 victims' names were read aloud Thursday. And near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a similar ceremony honored the victims of Flight 93. A U.S. appeals court panel has allowed President Trump's administration to block Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. Planned Parenthood says Thursday's ruling means that more than 1.1 million patients can't use their Medicaid insurance at its clinics. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 617 points, the Nasdaq rose 157, the S&P advanced 55 points. This is SRN News. Young people don't care about marriage or kids.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the seventh and eighth places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to subpoena medical records of children who receive sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs at various medical facilities. The Justice Department says the information is needed to investigate possible fraud or unlawful off-label promotion of drugs. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics. This is SRN News. Immigrant detainees have started arriving at a former Tennessee prison that's been turned into a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center.
The facility is in the rural town of Mason, about 40 miles northeast of Memphis. For years, the prison served as an important economic machine for Mason. It was closed in 2021 after President Biden ordered the U.S. Department of Justice to stop renewing contracts with certain detention facilities. President Trump reversed that order in January. The ICE facility is expected to create nearly 240 new jobs. John Scott reporting.
An Arizona judge has extended a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration's efforts to remove Guatemalan and Honduran children living in shelters or foster care after coming to the U.S. alone. The judge issued the decision on Thursday. More details at srnnews.com.